This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Here is Larry Bluestein.
Yes, it's us, and it is the start of the football season, okay? The real season begins this week for high school football, next week for college, and the week after for NFL. Got to be a little bit excited. Eight months without it. Sure, we had, you know, the draft and things like that, spring football, but this is when it all counts. This is it this week, starting on Thursday in South Florida with the Broward County Football Showcase. Last week, we touched a little bit on it, and we will get further on it this evening. Basically, every guest that we have will have to do with the showcase that will attract some of the best teams in the country for the fourth straight year. The Broward County National Football Showcase. So we will get to that in just a few minutes. As I said, this week is it's huge. Last week we kind of had a little bit of a taste with the kickoff classics. I'm thinking to myself, when are colleges going to tap into that extra week to get some money? The NFL does it in their crazy way with the three exhibition games last week. The high schools around the state had their kickoff classics. And sort of the, as my friend would say, it's the strike from the record week if you didn't play very well. Because even though it didn't count, everybody's going to kind of judge you on how you went last week. You know, especially Miami Northwestern went up to Vero Beach to play in the Treasure Coast Classic and just crushed Lakeland. So, I mean, how do you, and Lakeland was supposed to be one of the top 5A schools in the state and probably getting some recognition nationally. So how do you kind of, you know, justify that if you're Lakeland, you go, oh, well, you know, we just wanted to take a look at, yeah, what? I mean, you open up this week against a local team, Auburndale, and then you go out to the West Coast and play De La Salle, which a lot like Northwestern has a lot of big-time athletes with a lot of speed. Interesting matchups. I mean, you know, number one, St. Thomas Aquinas, in 5A, they opened up against Cardinal Mooney, a team that's not bad. A smaller school, but not bad. They kind of pushed them a little bit of – and that kind of sets the tempo for this week because St. Thomas Aquinas got the granddaddy of granddaddies. And we'll be talking in a few minutes to head coach Raul Laura from Matter Day, the number one team in the nation. They are just – they're just great. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, they are just – they're the pinnacle of high school football. Kind of pick Coach Lara's brains a little bit on that and talk about his team. I know they're loaded again. I mean, everywhere. I mean, they could, you know, Bryce Young goes to Alabama and then they get another quarterback and then that quarterback leaves and they get another quarterback and so on and so on. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Shaman Amadana had a little bit of a test in their kickoff classic against West Boca Raton, the defending 6A state champions. For all of you up in West Boca that you could hear us now on 104.3 FM. I'm glad that, because I heard a lot from the Broward County people and the Palm Beach County, even into the Treasure Coast from last week, our first show on 104.3 FM. WQAM, hey, they can listen to us up there and listen clear and not have to jiggle the radio around. So we'll give props throughout the year to those athletes, those coaches up in the Palm Beaches and into the Treasure Coast area as well. West Boca looked good. Chaminade testing out, start freshman quarterback. They're trying to go to the state championship game for the ninth consecutive year. St. Thomas going for the seventh consecutive year. So we play football down in South Florida, no doubt about it. Okay, Treasure Coast all the way down to the Keys, certainly. Also had an opportunity to check out Plantation American Heritage, defending 4A state champions. And the number one quarterback in the state of Florida, Dia Bell, who's on the way to University of Texas after this year is completed against MacArthur, a team that, Coach Robert Ortega brought, his staff to his alma mater, gets to go back to where he started his career as a football player, as a head coach at MacArthur. They're not at that level yet, but give them a couple years. They got a lot of young kids, look pretty good. But, you scour South Florida and see some of these teams that, that we're looking at to do very well in the coming months and hopefully end up at Pitbull Stadium on the campus of FIU for the state championships in the second week of December. There's a lot of talent that has an opportunity to showcase that, but the entire state of Florida getting a lot of play nationally, obviously, with the games coming up this week on Friday evening. Although Friday is going to be a triple header, but the middle game at 8 o'clock at St. Thomas will have St. Joe's Prep of Philadelphia. Really good team. We're going to be talking in the second hour to their head coach, Tim Roken. They'll be coming down to play American Heritage Plantation. That's going to be a nationally ESPN game, ESPN2, I believe. And then on Saturday, the entire focus will be on South Florida nationally because at 4 o'clock on ESPN, the regular ESPN, you're going to be having St. Thomas Aquinas and the aforementioned Mater Dei, the number one team in the country, which is a much anticipated matchup. Mater Dei plays, I'm not going to chastise anybody because this Broward County Showcase over the last, coming up on 4 years has attracted St. John Bosco, comes in as the number two team in the country. Bishop Gorman of Las Vegas has been here. St. Francis has been here before. St. Joseph's has been here before. So, yeah, they've done a great job. And as you heard last week with Dr. Kevin Perry, who is the co-founder of the event, along with Sean Serra, it's become, there was a time for many, many years that all the South Florida teams would have to travel. They'd have to go out west or wherever. To play Alabama. If I remember the year that Miami Central went to Hoover, Alabama to play and broke that long winning streak. So, it's about time that the fans of South Florida get an opportunity to see this great football around the country because they certainly see it every single week during the season here in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beaches. So, this gives them an opportunity to see some of this talent that is much talked about. And then, you know, on Saturday afternoons, when you're looking at college games and you're seeing these kids from all over the country that are playing, you know, that are representing these high schools that were, you know, upper echelon for a lot of years, now you get a chance to see them in your backyard. And, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, oh, it's going to be hot. Yeah, it's hot everywhere. You know, I mean, get out, support them. Great games. They're going to be played at three different venues. As we mentioned last week, the games at St. Thomas will be the ones on ESPN, the two Saturday, and also the one on Friday where American Heritage will be playing St. Joseph's Prep. And then Dillard will host doubleheader on Thursday, doubleheader on Friday, four games on Fort Lauderdale. Dillard's new field over there, they did a great job with that as well. So we'll get to showcase that. And then on Thursday night, Cardinal Gibbons will play host in a local game to Archbishop McCarthy from Southwest Ranches right out there in Fort Lauderdale West area. So that gives those teams an opportunity. And then, you know, over the last couple of years, they did a really smart thing by also including some other programs from the state of Florida. Last year, Lake Mary, which was in the 7A state final game, played Miami Northwestern, played in the Classic last year. Now this year, you're going to have one of the most successful programs in the history of the state of Florida, Jacksonville Bulls. They'll be coming down, as well as Orlando's Dr. Phillips. So it's going to be a good week for football and a great first weekend of football here in South Florida. And as I said, up into the Treasure Coast as well. So yeah, so that kind of sets a table for next week, because there's going to be some, you know, even though there's not going to be any classics, you're still going to have some great football being played every single week. And that's why I say, you know, I do a lot of traveling during the course of a summer, you know, spring into April, May, and then come back in June and July and get an opportunity to see some of the, you know, top players around the state, some of the top teams as well. But when it comes to late August and September, October into November, is there really any other place to be than South Florida? No, because you're always going to have those marquee matchups, especially because everybody's playing one another now. You know, St. Thomas is playing Columbus, and as every year, Northwestern plays Central, and American Heritage and Chaminade will be playing, and they'll be playing St. Thomas Aquinas. Yeah, so it's going to be a competitive year, certainly, you know, for all of football. So we're excited about that as well. So I hope you could be with us on a weekly basis. We're going to be here pretty much every week from 6 to 8. There'll be some weeks, obviously. The Dolphins will be playing on a Monday night. They'll be, you know, with the Miami Heat starting up. We'll be kind of shuffling around, but we'll be here every week. Nevertheless, giving you everything you need to know when it comes to colleges, high schools, also recruiting. And that's what we're here for. And now we're kind of run the gamut throughout the entire year, where we pick up on basketball and we pick up on baseball and girls softball and other sports. So, yeah. So it's not just football, but the next couple months will be football intensive, to say the least. As I said, tonight, great show, 7:35. Eric Kerr, the head coach of Corner Canyon of Utah, two-time defending state champion out there. He's going to join us. They'll be playing in the Classic this week as well. As I mentioned, Coach Tim Roken, the head coach at St. Joseph's Prep in Philadelphia. I know Trevor Harris is all excited. His Philly team is being represented this evening. At 7:05, we'll talk University of Miami Hurricane football with our pregame co-host, Brian Monroe, former Hurricane, and Brian's always tuned in to what's going on. Kind of hit him up around 7:05. At about 6:50, as I mentioned before, St. Francis Academy coming down for the second time in 3 years from Baltimore, Maryland. Head coach Massey Hallimariam will join us. At 6:35, we'll talk to Fort Lauderdale Gibbons head football coach Matt DeBuck, who will be bringing his Chiefs into the Classic Broward County Showcase for the fourth year. They've played every single year in it. We'll talk to him. And in just a few minutes, we'll touch base with California and Santa Ana. Matter Day, the number one team in the country, defending national champions, one of the best in the country. Head coach Raul Laura will be joining us in just a few minutes. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we kick things off on this Monday evening. Coach Raul Laura from Matter Day is on deck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. This is kickoff week. This is last week where the tune-up games this week starting with some of the local games are going to be some great games, but probably no more publicity is going to be shined than on the Broward County National High School Football Showcase. This is the fourth year, and I will tell you this, you know, talking to Zach Poff from Max Preps, this is morphed into just not your ordinary first week of games. I mean, this has attracted some of the top programs in the country over the last 4 years. Obviously, St. John Bosco was here for two straight years. Bishop Gorman last year, kind of setting the table for one of the teams that everybody knows around the country. I mean, this is when you talk about the New York Yankees of high school football. It's a Matter Day from Santa Ana, California. Just over the last 10 years, the Monarchs have posted 119 wins and just 8 losses. They come in as the defending national champions. I know it's a new year, but certainly head coach Raul Laura is getting ready for what promises to be another outstanding year, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you got your practice coming up, but certainly a lot of anticipation for the opener this year. St. Thomas Aquinas, a program that kind of has been synonymous with Santa Ana's Matter Day over the years.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited that we're involved in this classic. Obviously, we're playing a very good opponent. Just trying to be ready for this game.
Yeah. I mean, well, this is something, I mean, obviously no one needs to sugarcoat. I mean, you go through these games you have a target on your back every week, no matter what team it is. Bishop Gorman, obviously, you play some of the best teams in Southern California, like Centennial and obviously Santa Margarita. And then obviously the big game, probably the first of two every year with St. John Bosco. You're ready for big games, and you've traveled, but this is the first time you've been to the state of Florida to play it, you know, in South Florida. What's it like? What's the travel going to be like? Obviously, you know, coming from West Coast to East Coast is a kind of a different type of animal.
Well, it's not my first experience. When I was at Long Beach Poly, we ended up going down there a couple of times. And so, I'm kind of familiar, you know, especially that heat and that humidity. That was one thing that we're definitely have to deal with. But for modern day, this is the first time. There's no doubt. So again, our kids are just excited this opportunity. I mean, obviously, taking care of all the travel and, you know, getting all the paperwork stuff done and everything. So we're pretty much at the end of that, and now we're just getting ready to fly out and go down there to Florida and spend some days over there.
Yeah. Well, now here you are. You've had an opportunity to now being in the second year, having an opportunity to be at the controls of this team. But you watched them. You've watched them in the past when Coach Bruce Rawlinson was the head coach and, you know, all the success they achieved. What, you know, when you look on the outside, you know, at this program, at Mater Dei from the outside, I mean, you could see a culture. But until you're in that culture, you probably don't get a great grasp. What was last year like for you?
Well, you know, obviously you probably don't know. When I was at Long Beach Poly, we used to battle Mater Dei all the time. In fact, in the early 90s, they were, again, one of the top programs. And so we always wanted to beat them and become, you know, the top program. And then eventually in the late 90s, we were able to do stuff like that. And in the 2000s, you know, Long Beach Poly was pretty well known. My last couple of years at Poly, 2012, we played them in the championship and we beat them. And then the next year, which was my last year, 2013, they beat us in the semifinals. And so it is, you know, me and Bruce, we have a great history of battling against each other. I have tremendous respect for him, and especially what he's done here at Mater Dei. I'm just feel so blessed to just kind of take over this program, and I'm just praying and hoping that I can maintain it. And if I can do it a little bit more better than him, that'll be awesome. But obviously, it was something that definitely when I was at another school, it was the standard, and they were the guys that we wanted to beat and be the best. And that's what Mater Dei is all about.
Yeah, no doubt. I've been doing this so long that when back in the day, the standard was Servite and Bishop Amat. So things have kind of like morphed. That was in the 70s and the 80s when, you know, John McKay was there and had, you know, some great success. But it has been, as you said, Long Beach Poly, which is, you know, I remember when they came down. Maybe you were when they played Northwestern year. And I remember when they had Mercedes Lewis and a lot of these outstanding football talent. You see a lot of these athletes, and it's not just you know, at your school, but you look at schools, you know, on your roster and you know, on your schedule that are loaded. I mean, obviously, you see a Bishop Gorman, who we saw last year. You see St. John Bosco. You see Jay Serra. Talk about the talent, because I know that having gone to UNLV and knowing a lot of the talent that's out, you know, in that area, I mean, there's just such an abundance, and you don't know from week to week. You know, you go into a game and you go, "Well, may they got like three or four kids, and maybe a running back that could, you know, that could put some points on the board." Talk about the preparation, because not only do you get an opportunity to go outside the area like Kahuku and play, you know, in Hawaii, and also play, you know, Bishop Gorman in this year at St. Thomas Aquinas, but your regular season games, you know, with Orange Lutheran and Servite, as I mentioned, are pretty darn tough too.
No, I think the Trinity League is the best league in high school football. I mean, you got us, Bosco, like you said, Santa Margarita. Jay Serra's not a bad team. Servite, again, not a bad team. And, you know, so we got a lot of good talent in this league. And then, obviously, we go outside and we play great teams like St. Thomas Aquinas. Last year, again, Bishop Gorman, we got them this year, Kahuku. And so it just prepares us. For me, it prepares us for our league because our league is so talented. So again, that's why I like playing a tougher schedule in the preseason. So much, you know, about this national championship, because I'm going to be honest with you, the national championship is something that we cannot control. What we can control is win our league, win our division in CIF, and then win state. And then after that, there's going to be a whole bunch of people voting who's going to be the number one team in the country. And so, again, that part, you know, I tell the kids, we can't control that. But what we can control is what's on the field. And that's something that we look forward to.
Yeah, 100%. Coach Raul Lora joins us. He's the head coach at Mater Dei in California, Santa Ana, California. And, you know, Coach, too, everything has changed so much where a lot of these kids now line up and they know each other. I mean, regionally, nationally, because they play each other in seven-on-sevens and they're at, you know, Under Armour camps and such. Talk about that, because probably when you played back in the day, you didn't have that, you know, closeness with a lot of these kids nationally, because there wasn't all this, you know, these all-star events and these seven-on-sevens available. Talk about that when you line up. I mean, like this week against St. Thomas Aquinas, there's going to be a lot of kids, you know, that have maybe gone to camps or played in seven-on-sevens where your kids have played. Talk about that.
Well, you know, the biggest thing, I've been doing this for a long time. This is going to be my 34th year coaching high school football. And the biggest thing I tell people that's changed the dynamics of football is social media. Obviously, social media is all over the place. Everybody knows each other. Even if they haven't met a good football player, they know of him because of social media. So, again, you talk about the seven-on-sevens and all that. So, obviously, social media gets all that stuff out, and that's how the kids get exposed in the sense of or recognize, you know, them being the best players. But that's the biggest thing that's changed everything is social media, because it gets out and everybody sees it.
Yeah. And you being an old school type of coach, how long did it take you to embrace letting your kids play 7-on-7? Because, you know, you get a lot of coaches, you know, especially down here or in Georgia or where we, you know, cover. And it, you know, some of the old school guys who've been at it 30, 35 years, it took them a while because they just didn't see the benefits at the beginning. But now you kind of, you know, you see that the kids, at least, you know, you much rather them be going out and doing that than kind of hanging out and doing nothing.
You know, to be honest with you, it was a little bit happening when I was at Long Beach Poly. And I always been okay with it as long as the player communicated with me that they were going to be gone this certain time. And, you know, and then obviously it would conflict sometimes with practices and stuff like that. But if we had a tournament or something that I thought was very important, I would ask them not to do it during that time. But for the most part, I was kind of used to it. So here, it's the same thing. It's happening still. As long as they communicate with me that they're going to do this, then I have no problem. You know, the funny thing is the difference between when I was at Poly and this and now is the fact that, you know, these NIL deals. And so obviously now the kids are making money. And so look, I'm like, go ahead. If you got to go, I totally understand. So that's the biggest difference is now the NIL regarding that.
No doubt. This Saturday, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 on the West Coast, ESPN covered. St. Thomas Aquinas will go up against Mater Dei. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Go get the practice and we'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You too. Coach Raul Lora, the head coach at Mater Dei. I'll tell you what, that's going to be a show. That's going to be a show. You got your, you know, we know St. Thomas Aquinas, six-time defending state champions, but this is a big-time team. This is, as I said, this is like the New York Yankees of high school football, 119-8 over the last 10 years. Not too bad. And they play a pretty challenging schedule. So certainly that's going to be an interesting matchup as well. As I said, great games going on. One of the big games on Thursday at 7:00 at Cardinal Gibbons will be a local game. It'll be Cardinal Gibbons getting an opportunity to play against Archbishop McCarthy in a contest that, you know, appears to be a pretty good game. We know that Cardinal Gibbons will be one of the top 2A teams in the state this year. And head coach Matt DeBuck is in his fourth Broward showcase. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
I know this is exciting for you, you know, to be a part of this and to be a part of this showcase all 4 years. You've had an opportunity, you know, to play some DeMatha in the first game and then came back and played Cardinal Gibbons of North Carolina in the second year. And then last year, Lake Mary. This year, you had a chance to play across town a team in McCarthy. Talk about that and talk about your team as you get ready for this this opener on Thursday.
Well, you know, Larry, we're fortunate to be involved, but I'll go back to the best of Broward, best of Dade. I think we've been in the showcase game the 3 years when they had put that together. So I think the last seven overall, we've been in one of those games. So, you know, that's a testament to the players, our coaches, obviously getting an opportunity to go compete against the top level programs. And you learn a lot over the years of how to practice, how to prepare for these games, you know, the preseason game, the special teams that's involved, and, you know, trying to dot every I, cross every T, so that when the real bullets start flying week one, you're ready and you've done the things to prepare your team to have a chance to win.
Yeah, and your team had an...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Opportunity this summer, and I think they do basically every year with your assistant head coach Dave Montiel to go around and to see some of these colleges and attend camps and, you know, put these kids in a position where they get an opportunity to compete against, you know, kids from outside the area. Talk about that.
Well, I got here late. We had an athletic meeting, but I did hear the coach from your last segment talk about NIL and all that stuff. So the landscape has changed with the transfer portal, you know, and the amount of visits you used to get from the coaches that came to the school. Or are they were still recruiting high school kids like they did 3 or 4 years ago? Well, the answer is no. So I think to get out on the road and see these places up close and personal, and, you know, all these college coaches that do come in, you know, now they say, well, you got to come to camp, you know, to get a legitimate offer. Unless you're a five-star player, I mean, if you're a tweener or a guy that's got good film but maybe an inch a little short or whatever it might be, the camps really solidify opportunities. And then, you know, the biggest thing is the academic piece. You know, we're pretty fortunate here to have guys that have take care of their grades. So, you know, they open more doors than maybe some of the other places that don't necessarily, you know, put a big emphasis on education. So for us, we do. And when our kids leave here, you know, they can go anywhere pretty much around the country. And they have. And yeah. You know, it's just a big part of who we are at Cardinal Gibbons.
No doubt. Matt DeBuck, this is the head coach at Cardinal Gibbons in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, the schedule this year, obviously a challenge, but at the same time, you know, this is a program that has really, over the last couple of years, got back on the right track this last year, you know, in the playoffs, 2A team. This year, you look at 2A, and there's some programs. I mean, obviously, Coco. You know Ryan Schneider very well. You guys got the best of them for a couple years for a state championship. But the 2A team locally, especially in South Florida, this is something that you guys play and come to play every week, and there could be some positives at the end of the season.
You know, I don't look too far ahead because our motto is win each week. You know, we're going to hopefully be 1-0 after this game, and after that we want to be 1-0, and then we'll stack those wins together at the end. But
We never look too far ahead. We're always going to be in the moment, and we're going to study our past so that, you know, we make our corrections when we make our mistakes. But yeah, it sounds like for us, the path, as I've been the head coach and even before me, Mike, you know, we've been in with state championship teams every year, whether it was Pace a long time ago when they were winning multiples, and American Heritage when they were winning multiples, and it just, the list goes on and on. It seemed like the state championship was coming from the district that we were in over the years. So, and then we were winning them. So again, I go back to history, and you know, you learn from the things that you've done, and you know, the last 2 years where we haven't been probably as good as you know, the transfer portal at our level, you know, got us, you know, and now we've kind of built it back a little bit, and wish there were some more stringent rules so that coaches could really have more of an opportunity to mentor than we do. And that's why I think we all got into high school football, because somebody mentored us, and we obviously want to give back, but if kids don't stay put, it's hard to give back.
Yeah, no doubt. First year in 5 years, you won't be coaching one of your sons. Obviously, your son Trent is a freshman at Wagner in New York, and Trey is in his sophomore year out at University of New Mexico. Talk about that. Now you don't have to worry about what they're doing. You just got to concentrate on everything else.
I think they call me more now, and I talk to them more now than I did when they played for me. We had a rule at home that, you know, when we got home, there was no talk of football. Football was for the workplace and so on. But I'm happy for both of them. Trent's doing great. He might make the travel roster as they go out and play Kansas week one. And then that following Saturday, or this Friday night, and then Saturday, New Mexico plays at Michigan. So wow. I'm going to try to get out to that game. But that'll be Trey's first start in the big house. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, this is why, you know, I was able to mentor those two guys being a father, but they also got mentored as football players, and I'm happy for them. And my biggest thing about them is be a good teammate. Okay.
Yeah.
There's so many guys today. It's so selfish, the world we're living in. So I want to make sure that we're a good teammate, and when our guys leave our place, they're good teammates. And I think that goes a long way for building chemistry on teams and into the future of life. You know, family, man, parent, whatever.
Good stuff. Matt DeBuck, head coach at Cardinal Gibbons. They will kick things off in the Broward County National High School Showcase on Thursday at 7 o'clock at home against Archbishop McCarthy. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We will see you soon.
Are we going to see you Thursday, Larry?
We're going to try to get out there. There's a bunch of games. I'm going to try to go between you and Dillard.
Okay, well, you're more than welcome. We'd love to say hi to you. Thank you.
Okay, Coach. Okay. Thank you. Good stuff. Matt DeBuck, head coach at Cardinal Gibbons. They will be one of the teams to keep an eye on in Class 2A this year. As I said, have a good opener against Archbishop McCarthy. We talked a couple of weeks ago to Coach Jake Pugh, the new head coach for the Mavericks. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk to another team that is nationally rated. They are coming in for the Broward Showcase from Baltimore, Maryland, St. Francis Academy. Head coach Massey Hallimarium is next.
It's the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Back with you to wrap up hour number one. Glad you could be with us. This is kickoff week. Big games going on in South Florida, especially with the Broward Showcase coming up on, starting on Thursday with some pretty good games on Thursday. Then obviously Friday we'll have some more games, and then we'll kind of wrap it up on Saturday with some nationally televised games. And there will be some nationally televised games, as we talked about before. We had Coach Raul Lara on earlier talking about their game, which will be the 3:30 kickoff. And then at 8 o'clock at night on ESPN will be St. Francis Academy and Chaminade Madonna, kind of a rematch of 2 years ago when a really good St. Francis Academy team, and they are, again, one of the best in the country as they head south for Saturday to play Chaminade Madonna. And head coach Massey Hallimariam is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously this is deja vu from 2 years ago, but this looks like a different team. And you were just, I believe, starting your career there. Now you're entrenched, and this program looks pretty darn good for 2025.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I actually have been at St. Francis for 14
right.
years.
Yes, but not as head coach.
I was the head coach. I was even a co-head coach with Biff. So I started off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
People didn't know that. Most people didn't. That's okay. But, you know, the reality of it is you're right. I had to kind of, you can call it co-head coach, but Biff was really the head. And I was co-head coach, but I called him to come. But, you know, the reality of it is you're right. Every year it's an amazing thing to put together. And the young men that are in the program now are pretty amazing, and I've seen them transform. And some of these guys were younger guys at the time that are seniors now. And I feel like it's going to be a great showing, and hopefully we'll give it a different result for us. But it was a great event that we were part of.
Well, the one good thing is you're starting later, so the heat and humidity aren't going to be as prevalent as they were that year, because that was smack right in the middle of the day, and certainly a lot of heat. But this is a program, though, Coach, that, you know, you play such a competitive schedule, and I know it's not easy to get games. Not everybody wants to roll out the red carpet for a program like yours, but you talk about, like, just looking at the Chaminade game, obviously, as a marquee game, but oh, by the way, Joseph Preps are your next games after that. Talk about that and how the kids approach these games, because there's no let up.
No. You know, one of the things, this is actually a relief this year, if it sounds like it. We're the third, Max Preps said we're the third toughest schedule in the country, but for the first time since 2016, we have more than one home game. So we do travel. We get a break, but then we travel to St. John Bosco and Cali right after this game. Then we go play St. Joe Prep. And then, of course, we face IMG every season. The reality is, you know, I've always been taught since I was young. My father said, face your challenges. Don't run from them. So one of the toughest part of the process is to tell young people that not only do they have to play a tough football, but they have to face some of the top opponents in the country every week and week in and week out. That's a lot to ask. It's a tall order. And as you can imagine, when you're facing those type of opponents, there's a chance that you might lose that week. So I teach the guys, you know, we face the fire. We don't run from it. So we run to and not from the fire. So I feel like that's what's preparing them for college and hopefully pros.
And, you know, you brought up a good point about Biff. I mean, this guy was a role model for a lot of the kids. You know, he's been there, done that. You know, he did things, you know, in his own terms, obviously, and he built a tremendous program. Talk about maintaining something like that. That's not always easy. I mean, you get somebody who set standards. Everybody kind of looked up, and I know you were along with the ride for 15 years, but certainly maintaining a program like this, just like I was asking Coach Lara, you know, at Matter Day to compile 118 wins and 9 losses over a decade. I mean, you got to be doing something right.
You know, one of the things that I talk about every day in this process, you're only as strong as your weakest link. It starts with the Oblates, the sisters that run the school, are open to allowing us to build it the right way. And then, of course, our head of school, Dr. Turner, and associate head of school, Melissa, and then my athletic director, Nick Miles. So the administration is extremely supportive. And then my staff, it's unbelievable. I mean, most of these men are amazing fathers and husbands and teachers and mentors. So, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So I'm blessed enough to have an amazing group of people that really buy into the process, that really understand what it takes to really develop a group of young men to understand, not to mention the faculty, the guidance counselors and the teachers. I mean, it's a group effort. It's a village that really does it the right way. And the reason why we're able to sustain it is because everybody chips in. And I think that not one person deserves the accolade, the credit. It's a group of people that might not be recognized on TV, but they really have a big reason why we do so well week in and week out, year in and year out.
Yeah, that's well said. And not only that, you have graduates of the school that go on to the next level for these younger kids to say, hey, look, Blake Corum started here. He went to Michigan. He's with the Rams. I mean, you take a look at guys like that where you have kids who wore those same uniforms, walked those same halls, and that they've achieved. You know, like I bring up like a Blake because, you know, he went and had a great career and a great academic career at Michigan. And now he's, you know, playing in the NFL. Talk about that, because you have somebody who actually is that role model on and off the playing field that sets standards that are in the same place that these young men are right now.
You know what the most amazing part that's missed? There's more. The narrative is that, but there's actually 10 active in the NFL from St. Francis. And then there's 182 that went D1 in 7 years, 47 have their master's degrees, and 23, including Blake, has their second master's or even third master's degree. So, awesome. And there's 7 coaches that are currently coaching at St. Francis played for me at SFA. And the most amazing part of it, like you said, you know, it gets lost in the shuffle. Yeah, we're talking about football, but what it does for them, bridge the gap and the education that they're receiving. And then, like you said, the resources that and connections that it's connecting for them, that's the whole reason why I get excited doing it. Blake Corum plays for the Rams. Chris Braswell plays for the Buccaneers. Jalen Duncan is a tackle for the Titans. Kingsley Johnson's with the Jets. Trey Avery's with the 49ers. Jamon Dumas Johnson's with the Packers. Trayshawn Holden is with the Cowboys. Darian Dawkins with the Ravens in the second season. Jamal Banks is with the Ravens. So, I mean, I get excited at the fact that there's more guys that you might not necessarily know because they weren't big-time superstars, but they're living a dream, and that's playing professional football at the National Football League. And then more importantly, all those guys I mentioned, have their, at minimum, their undergraduate degrees, but most of them have even a master's degree included with it. So I think that's what's, you know, it's amazing for me and for all of my coaches and of course their families, because they trust us with them. And when you trust me with some young people that's in that city in East Baltimore, and it's probably one of the toughest neighborhoods in the country, and to see them come out of it and become these great young men, and then they become great, you know, husbands and fathers and entrepreneurs and just contributors to society. I mean, that's the priceless part about it for me.
Yeah. I echo and I 100% agree with you. And I'm glad you did point that out, Coach. At 8 o'clock on Saturday evening at St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Francis Academy will be playing Chaminade Madonna under the lights on ESPN2. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We will see you on Saturday evening. Have a safe trip down.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you guys and enjoying the showcase.
Yep, good stuff. Coach Massey Hallimariam from St. Francis Academy closes out hour number one. We'll take this time out. When we come back, we'll talk University of Miami football. Brian Monroe, right around the corner.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Here is Larry Bluestein.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to hour number two on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris up with you till 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much. Our first hour, we had Coach Raul Orr, the head coach from Mater Dei, on. They'll be playing St. Thomas Aquinas this Saturday afternoon. We had Coach Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons right here in Fort Lauderdale. They'll be in action on Thursday evening against Archbishop McCarthy, also part of the Broward County National Showcase. And just got done talking with head coach Massey Hallimariam, the head coach at St. Francis Academy of Baltimore. They'll be playing Chaminade Madonna at 8 o'clock on ESPN2 on Saturday evening. Can't go out. Mostly all these games will be on TV in some sort, Beacon TV, and we'll have some games as well. As we break into college for a few minutes, 31st of August is right around the corner, and we have been waiting for that day for a long, long time. University of Miami will be kicking off the 2025 season against Notre Dame, defending national runner-up. And we'll be a home game. We'll be at 7:30. We'll be live around the country. And it's about time that we get back to college football, because there's a lot to be excited about if you're a University of Miami fan. And our next guest definitely is a University of Miami fan, graduate of University of Miami, and our pregame co-host, Brian Monroe. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time, and I know you're excited about this season.
Blue, you know I'm excited. I can't wait. You know, when you saw that schedule and future schedule opening up Labor Day weekend, no other game on, underneath the lights at Hard Rock Stadium. We all know what happened last time. Notre Dame came down here underneath the lights. I'm expecting the same type of atmosphere from our fans, and looking forward to a great game.
A lot of changes on this team. I mean, all new receivers. Yeah, a couple of them were there from last year. New quarterback, obviously, one of the most prolific, if not the prolific, one-season quarterback in Cam Ward. And then on the defensive side of the ball, front seven looking pretty good and pretty stable. But the secondary last year was awful. I mean, and that cost Miami a chance to get into the national championship hunt. And also, down the stretch, just didn't play very well. But there have been changes made, especially in the defensive secondary. I mean, if you look at last year as compared to what we're going to see on the 31st, night and day, talk about that defense and how much improved that's going to be this year, especially with Coach Heatherman coming over from Minnesota.
Oh, I love Coach Heatherman. Being able to speak to him a couple times, the one thing I do love about him is that he was a teacher first, right? And if you look at this staff, one of the best coaches on this staff was a teacher first, and that was Alex Mirabal. I like that about him, because you're able to, you know, take different information and be able to implement it to different kids that might learn a different way. He's about communication, and we had a lot of miscommunication last year, especially in obviously that Syracuse game. But you look at this defense, going to practice, this secondary has drastically changed, and in a good way. A lot of these kids have size. I was very impressed with, you know, Jacoby Thomas coming over from Tennessee. Obviously, Xavier Lucas, big corner. Keontae Scott, big nickel. And then you got Poser, and the other safety's got size on him as well. So just looking at those guys flying around, wanting the ability to come up and tackle. Speaking of guys that I know at Tennessee, they were upset when Jacoby Thomas left. And then you have depth behind them, too, with Ethan O'Connor coming up from Washington State. He's got great ball ability, ball skills. And then you also got Charles Brantley, which came from Michigan State. Very productive there. A lot smaller frame, but very productive as well. I think the guy that most excites me in this defense, and it's something we've missed in a long time, is Muhammad Toure, the linebacker from Rutgers, who Heatherman coached up there. He is that true 6'2", 240-pound linebacker, thumper. And we're going to need that opening night, because they have two great running backs in Jeremiah Love, preseason All-American, and also Price behind him, 1-2-14, 1-2-10. So it's going to be a long night. So getting him and him being healthy and seeing him on film, that's the type of linebacker we have been missing the last couple of years.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And then obviously one of the guys that you didn't mention is O.J. Frederick, a guy who started as a true freshman last year, coming back with one full year, all ACC freshman team, and definitely one of the top players. But, you know, with all the talent on the front, you know, in the front seven, and obviously we know that Reuben Bain's a beast, and obviously somebody. But I think Akeem Mesidor, who's played more football than anybody on this team, coming back just as not just a great playmaker, but somebody who is a leader and a leader by example and great in the locker room. Talk about him, because I think he really gets overlooked when talking about a key part of this team. Because remember, Brian, this is somebody who is older. He's been around, so the younger guys are going to gravitate to him. And he and Bain are like best friends.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Akeem, right, the biggest thing is his availability, right? He's been nicked up here, and that's the reason why he hasn't been able to achieve his full potential. But he's still coming back with 5.5 sacks from last year. So if we can say that he stays healthy, Can he get it to that double-digit sack number? I think so. Like you mentioned, he is a leader in the locker room. A lot of the young guys look up to them. And, you know, I think having that depth of real talent behind them will help him out and push him a little bit more, right? Because now you're talking about there is some real five-star depth behind him. You know, Lightfoot's out there looking better. Blunt's out there looking good. You bring in, you know, the freshman Hayden Lowe as well. He doesn't even look like a freshman. And I think that's going to help Mesidor take that next step because he can feel the pressure from the young guys that if I step off this field, I might not get my position back. Now, that's kind of what it was back in the day. Nobody wanted to take a rep off. Nobody wanted to take a game off because you knew the guys behind you would take your job. So I think having that depth that Coach Cristobal has done the last couple of years and stacking that talent defense, I think that's really going to help to keep Mesidor. And I truly want to see these guys take the next step, right? Because you have some five stars there. You have a Justin Scott. You have a Blunt. Okay, so let's start living up to that five-star billing. You know, Bain coming back healthy. You know, he's getting some preseason love about being a potential first-round pick. Okay, let's take that next step. Let's be consistent. Let's see it.
Yeah, no doubt. Brian Monroe joining us in the time we have left. You look up front. I mean, Markel Bell and Ryan Rodriguez and James Brockemeyer and Anais Cooper, and then obviously the stud, Francis Mauinoa, plus a bunch of backups that are ready to come in. You look 4 years ago, and Alex Donnell and I were talking about it. It was the weakest part of the whole offense. Now it's by far the strongest. Talk about that offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's Coach Cristobal, right? We knew coming into it when Coach Cristobal is coming back as your coach, you're going to have an offensive line. Doesn't matter where he went in the country, he had dudes. And you look up front, like you mentioned, you get a Markel Bell from JUCO, and now all of a sudden he had to go in because Rivers got injured, got that great playing time, and now he comes to starting left tackle. Ryan Rodriguez started against Florida, got injured. Matthew McCoy was able to come in and step in. Now you have two really good left guards. You know, obviously, don't even talk about the right side. Those guys are good. Cooper, Francis Mauinoa, we know what they do. But then he goes into the transfer portal again 3 years in a row and gets one of the best centers in the transfer portal. I don't worry about any guy that Coach Cristobal Mirabal bring in on the offensive line because I trust them. If you look at the last two guys, this guy is one highly touted coming out of high school, went to Alabama, then transferred to TCU, now coming over. He looks like your prototypical center that you want, just a guy that loves football. He's older. He's smart. He'll be able to get all the calls. You got an older quarterback behind you, Carson Beck. I think that Carson Beck now will have more of that season he had in 2023 when Georgia was Georgia up front and the running game instead of 2024 where Georgia did not look like Georgia at all and the running game was horrible.
No doubt. Talk about Carson Beck in the minute or so we have left.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Carson's Carson, right? I mean, he's one of the, you know, what did he come in? 25-3 up in Georgia. Everyone talks about he had a horrible 2024. Well, that horrible year yardage-wise would have been second most yards in the last 20 to 25 years at the University of Miami besides Cam Ward last year. So everyone kept talking about Cam. Oh, he turns over the ball too much. He has too many big plays. He fumbles too much. Okay, well, he didn't play in an offensive line like you have with Coach Cristobal. The offensive line that he had at Georgia in 2023, you're going to see that with Miami. I think he's going to have a lot more time. He's got really good running backs behind him. Coach Dawson's going to let him do a lot of things that he likes at Georgia, implement it into the game, and also let him check at the line if he sees something and really just be able to play his game. I expect Carson Beck to have kind of a jump like Cam Ward. I'm not going to go and say he's the number one pick, but I can see him right now going from a second or third round grade to a first round quarterback.
Yeah. Good stuff. 13 days away, you'll hear Brian Monroe on our pregame with Danny Hollywood, and this season's going to be much anticipated. Brian, I can't thank you enough for joining us. We'll have you on during the season. I'm looking forward to joining you guys, talking recruiting as well, and appreciate you as always, man. Keep up the great work, and keep studying that team, because I'll tell you what, these new faces are going to change the entire complexion of this season.
Oh, man, if we had another hour, I could keep talking about these freshmen that I saw practicing, Malachi Tony, Joshua Moore, Wiley on defense. I mean, there's just so many guys that you're very interested to see how do they work their way into the first couple of games since, obviously, night one, Notre Dame. Do I trust you as a true freshman? I'm excited to see what they do.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Chaminade looked good last week. They played West Boca, a team from Palm Beach County, and certainly a it looks like another good year. But when we join you and Danny on the 31st, we'll talk about some of these studs and some of the guys that figure, and we'll talk a little bit about Joshua Moore and some of the freshmen that have an opportunity like Malachi Tony to impact this team. Bri, I can't thank you, man. Thanks.
Absolutely, man. Have a great night.
Good stuff. Brian Monroe brings it strong and very knowledgeable, knows this football inside and out, and we can't wait to join him coming up on the 31st on the pregame, our pregame segment right here on 104.3 WQAM. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we will talk high school football, the Broward Showcase, Coach Tim Roken, head coach from St. Joseph's of Philadelphia, and Coach Eric Nahr from Corner Canyon, right after this.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app, sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. I'm glad that you've been with us. It's been a really good show. It's going to get better, but certainly started off talking about the Broward County National Showcase, which will be starting on Thursday, going right through Saturday. ESPN games will be on Saturday, and then Friday evening on ESPN2. We're going to have a really good matchup for the second time in 3 years. Coach Tim Roken will bring his St. Joseph Preps team down from Philadelphia, and they will be playing Plantations American Heritage. That will be at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. It'll be played at St. Thomas Aquinas, and it will be on ESPN2. And Coach Roken is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously, two times in 3 years heading down here. And I see you played Lakeland a couple years ago as well.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on tonight. And excited to get back down there to the Broward County Showcase. Those guys were, phenomenal for us last year. Just great hospitality and being down there. And great atmosphere, obviously, and got a lot of respect for South Florida football. So, and then we went that same year. We played Aquinas. We went over and played Lakeland as well. Obviously a great program on the other side of the state there.
No doubt. And you travel really well, and I know your fans are excited, and you have a lot of Philadelphia people, transplants in South Florida area from like the Treasure Coast all the way down to the Keys. And certainly your program, once you left, everybody was talking about it and what a great program and how you guys just kept coming at it. And you do that all the time, the schedule that you play, and coming off an 11-2 season, since you took over 2019, you guys are 65-9, which is not too bad. You're one every year in the area. Talk about this program and in an area like Philadelphia, where it's a football hotbed, obviously, with the University of Pittsburgh and Penn State and some of the other schools getting a lot of the players. Talk about how you guys continue to achieve this success and stay at that top.
Yeah, I think, Philadelphia's got a lot of great football, some nationally recognized programs, some nationally recognized prospects coming from different high schools and the state of Pennsylvania as a whole. And Penn State getting a bunch of those guys. We have a linebacker that committed to them is up there right now from this past year. And we have a defensive tackle in this current class, senior class, and Alex Haskell that will be attending there next year as well. Some phenomenal obviously college programs up here. And, we want to represent the Northeast and Pennsylvania the right way in football. And obviously, put ourselves in the category of the Californias, the Texas, the Floridas, the Georgias, and not to forget about Pennsylvania. And we hold ourselves to a high standard and to represent the state the right way. And we look forward to another great opportunity to do that. And I think for us, just continuing. I've been here now going on my 16th year. Spent 9 years as an offense coordinator, going on year 7 as a head coach. And we have a lot of our coaches, our key coordinators, our offense coordinator, defense coordinator, both have been here for a long time. And we have 9 players, nine coaches currently that played for us in our time here, whether we were assistants or as a head coach. And, you know, so it's built a tradition here at St. Joe's Prep and the culture that, you know, and holding these young men to a high standard and going to play great competition, you know, like American Heritage. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that and test ourselves and figure out who we are in these first couple games for sure before we head into a tough Catholic League schedule.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, the same question earlier this evening, we had Coach Raul Lara from Mater Dei on, and we also had Coach Hallimerium on from St. Francis, who you play in a couple of weeks as well. And they kind of, you know, they talk football, and obviously the academics is great, but they said the support from administration. And that, you have to have that. I mean, talk about that, because, I mean, certainly – your athletic department, you certainly, obviously, your administration academically, these kids have to get those grades and keep them up. Talk about that, because I think that's so important. It's probably overlooked in any high school football program or any high school program, you know, these days as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for us, you know, we're very high academic institution, Jesuit High School here in the city of Philadelphia in Center City. And, you know, and so I grew up in the area in the Northeast Philly. And so I played against the Prep. I knew of St. Joe's Prep, but, you know, you meet people in growing up and you're like, man, there's just something different about those guys. Like, what is it there? And you don't really know. And then, you know, I became a part of this, this institution in this great community in 2010. And it don't take too long until you realize, you know, the leadership here and, you know, the young men that walk the halls. It's a pretty special place, you know, and just the alumni is phenomenal. And, you know, I think our support as overall school and our athletic department, and our community, you know, always have our backs and, you know, and we want to represent ourselves, the right way, you know, and the brand of who we are as St. Joe's Prep and us as a program. And, you know, we take that stuff very seriously. So, you know, we want to travel the right way. We want to nutrition the right way. We want to work out the right way. We want to hold our guys to a higher standard, not only in the classroom, but on the football field and in life, and, you know, try to develop these guys, to be great, you know, to be great fathers and husbands and leader of our countries, you know, as they grow up to do their thing in their futures. And I would like to think that a lot of that stuff can be learned, the lessons they learn within the school and at the Prep, but also some great life lessons, obviously, in this great game that we you know, I love to coach, and these young kids love to play.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Tim Roken joins us, head coach of St. Joseph Prep, Philadelphia. And, you know, right after you play American Heritage, you have DeMatha, St. Francis Academy. As I said, we just talked to their head coach, Our Lady of Good Counsel out of Maryland, who is playing one of the South Florida teams next week in Christopher Columbus. And then you get, like you said, you get into Roman Catholic and Father Judge and schools like that. Talk about the schedule, because that's got to be appealing as well. You have some of these young kids, you know, who are, you know, maybe freshmen, and then say, well, geez, next year when I was a sophomore, I'll be a junior. We're going to get an opportunity to play some of these great programs, not just in our city and not just in our league, but nationally. Talk about that incentive.
Yeah, it's been kind of a, you know, a cookie cutter kind of recipe for us that has been pretty successful in developing these guys and throughout the year and trying to figure out who we are obviously every team has a 1 year life expectancy, right? You know, a new set of seniors, a new group of young guys coming up as sophomores, and you got to start that whole process all over again. And you know, I think for us, and you know, I was a longtime assistant under you know, phenomenal head coach and leader in Gabe Infante prior to myself. And right. He, you know, he did a great job, and he kind of set that tone for us in putting us on the, you know, on a national map, back to national map. You know, a prior coach, and Gil Brooks had them there in the early 2000s as a longtime coach here, and Gabe, you know, and the group got us back on the map. And, you know, part of that process was, you know, and I didn't really understand it as a young coach at the time, was, you know, we were playing the Don Boscos, the St. Joe's Regionals, the Bergen Catholics, and a lot of schools in the Maryland and in the New Jersey area. And, you know, we're on the bad end of it, right? And pretty quickly. And we had to grow and develop, but and as a young coach, I didn't understand at first. And the more you go through it, you realize how much you learn about yourself as a coach, how much you learn about yourself as a team that year, what needs to get fixed. You play great competition, and the hope is that, you know, you face some of this great competition, iron sharpens iron, you come back and we play a tough Catholic League schedule. And, you know, you play with a ton of confidence because you played against some of the best around the country. Right. And then, you know, if you have an opportunity, which we've had, and we're blessed to have had grateful to have had those opportunities to play in the state playoffs. You know, at that point, the hope is that you're playing your best football. You fix all the things that need to be taken care of. You're playing your best ball, and you play in the big lights, right? So now you can make a run at that thing. So it's been kind of the recipe that we followed over the years. It's been pretty successful for us. And, you know, here we are again with another tough schedule. But again, we're not going to shy away from everybody. We're going to go and try and find the best and see what we're about. You know, this is a new group, yeah. So let's see how this thing shakes out.
No doubt. Coming up on this Friday, 6 o'clock, nationally televised game. Obviously, that's great. I know a lot of people will be tuning in. And certainly, Coach, I can't thank you enough for taking the time this evening. We will see you down here on Friday evening. Have a great trip. And again, thanks as always.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you guys for having me tonight and looking forward to getting back down there in South Florida.
Good stuff. Coach Tim Rokin from St. Joseph's Prep in Philadelphia, and they will be in action this week on Saturday. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up with Coach Eric Kerr from Corner Cannon of Utah.
It's the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening. Glad you could be with us, Broward Showcase, and the beginning of the 2025 high school football season here in South Florida. As I mentioned, a lot of anticipation for the fourth annual event that will kick off on Thursday with three games, and Friday, three more games, and then Saturday with two contests. And that's in addition to everything else that's going on here from South Florida all the way up into the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast. One of the games that you're going to want to check out, that'll be on 4 o'clock on Friday over at Dillard High School. Corner Cannon of Utah coming all the way across the country to play West Broward. And one of the showcase games, this is a program that's for real. They're already 1-0. They beat Bingham 45-0 last week to begin the season. But Coach Eric Kerr has done a tremendous job since 2017. They are 100-8 with multiple state champions, and Coach Kerr is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy week and obviously practice and such, but thanks so much for taking the time. Everybody's excited about you guys coming east, and certainly a program that's held in high esteem. Talk about the opportunity to be coming to Florida to play in the showcase.
Yeah, it was so our basketball team had done it for a couple years prior to us being invited. So then when they, you know, asked, and our basketball coach had nothing but positive things to say about the event from the basketball standpoint. So we were excited to be invited and just had heard how great of a operation it is and just a great event. So it was an honor for sure.
This is a program that has put out quite a few guys into colleges, and certainly you guys feed a lot of the Utah programs, but also a lot of the programs from throughout the West and throughout the country. Talk about this program, because this is, you know, when you talk about Utah back in the days, it was Bingham. That was one of the teams that I remember. You know, I went to UNLV, and that was, you know, one of the programs that obviously, you know, that was – one of the programs that you know, in the Salt Lake City area and such. Talk about your program, how it came about. And, you know, I know it's been a couple of decades, but certainly you guys in football, especially over the last 9-10 years, have risen to national level.
Yeah, I had been at a high school that was in usually the same region as Bingham for quite a while, at Jordan High School. I was there for, 13 years, I think. 7 as an assistant, 8 as a head coach or something like that, or whatever, 6 and 7, something like that. And then this school had opened up, and I always had kind of known it was a good area to get into. They had struggled a little bit prior to that, so when it opened up, I thought it'd be a good opportunity. And then the kids are great and super competitive. We got good supportive parents, and it's been, you know, a great place to coach and a great place to be. And got lucky enough to coach. So I actually coached Zach a little bit, Wilson, at the school prior to it, Jordan, and then got him his senior year here. He had transferred through that process in between there back to this school. So, and then I ended up coaching him his senior year. And then the program just grew after that. Our program kind of took off, and we bumped up classifications and continued to play well there. And the kids have risen to the bar and accepted kind of what we do from a cultural aspect, and has just kind of continued to rise throughout that. And it's a great place to be. The kids are awesome to coach, and I love it here.
Yeah. And competitive wise, I mean, in your area last year, you lost the Lone Peak, but then came back and beat them to win it all, especially being in the same region as you are. I mean, and there's some pretty good regions, you know, teams, like I said, you know, back in the day, like American Fork used to be a good team,
you know, back then.
Right. So, and, you know, obviously teams like Sky Ridge, everybody in your region last week, all won. So, I mean, it shows you what a competitive region it is. Talk about the football on the overall, you know, in the state, because I know you play teams from outside, but in your state, talk about the competition. And because I know that, you know, when you see, you know, Utah or Utah State or any of the programs, even Boise, you see a lot of kids from the Salt Lake City area on these rosters.
There's a lot of talent here for sure. I think it's probably one of the more, I mean, I think it's gotten a lot more recognition lately, but I think it's just always had really good, long, like, athletic football kids and good builds that are here, and a lot of talent that's finally starting to get more and more recognized. I think you see more and more colleges coming in recruiting. You know, we've had more and more guys go to the NFL, even from a skill position standpoint, like Puka Nacua. And then we've had our two quarterbacks, you know, get picked up. Our Dart and Zach Wilson were both first rounders. And then, you know, we've had a five-star recruit quarterback that came out of here too, that's playing. And our other kid that's up at Utah, there's a kid from American Fork that's playing at Boise State and all these other places. And we've always had a ton of linemen, right? The linemen have always been recognized. Like, we've had great linemen. You've always seen a lot of schools come out, but I think you've finally started to add those other pieces. Like, we had a lineman get taken last year that played for us in the second round, that played at Oregon. The Penny Sewell kid, you know, he played at Forum, and he's a hell of a player. But I think they've always kind of known about the linemen. I've had another kid that played for 10 years that played for me. There's always been good linemen here, and I think that's why a lot of schools come here. But I think you're starting to see more and more skill position, like receivers, linebackers, quarterbacks, being looked at more here now too.
Yeah, and the team that you have this year, you have a lot of seniors who have some experience. I know that the kid Weston Briggs and Kai Meza and players like that. Talk about some of the kids that some of the fans are going to look forward to seeing, you know, this coming week.
Yeah, Kai's a good one to talk about. He's a big-time player that's committed to Minnesota, who has looked really good early on, especially this year, like through practice. And then he had a big first game for us. And then Briggs, our running back, who has got a little recruiting attention, but he's a lot better player than what he's getting probably recruited as right now. And he was everything for us last year. We had a lot of guys get injured last year, and we had all these younger guys step up, and it's kind of nice to have them now as seniors with a year under their belt. And then our quarterback, Helaman, who's committed to Texas A&M, is a big-time player that can throw it all over the field. Our left tackle, Eason Toffa, is committed to USC, who's a really good player that I think has NFL potential and could be another one of those big linemen that come out of the state of Utah and do some things. And then our linebacking core, led by Mason Wood and Tate Patterson, have done a really good job and played a ton last year. Both of them started all year last year, and are going to make a lot of plays for us this year. And it's nice having a good veteran group back, along with Dustin Otuafi, who's over there, another one of our running backs that's played a lot. Our right tackle has been offered by a few FCS schools that started for us and played all year last year. We have a couple kids that may be granted eligibility this week that didn't play last week, like Zay Morris and the Pava kid, who has a bunch of offers too. And Zay has a bunch of offers too. That's a receiver and a DB that I think are going to be people that will, you know, continue to get higher recruited as they move along in the process and make some plays for us.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, you take a look at this, you know, your schedule, obviously opening up last week, and then, you know, with West Broward this week, and then you got a road game at Fremont. But this is a program that certainly has, you know, taken care of business in the state. Obviously, Lone Peak is going to be one of the teams again. I saw they're kind of loaded. They're loaded as far as talent is. What do you know about, like, programs in Florida, like West Broward, which is a program that's, you know, just started playing, you know, competitive football over the last couple of years? You know, they have a big line, obviously, but this is a team that, you know, produced a pretty good receiver last year, and Joshua Moore, who went to the University of Miami, but kind of new to this level of play. Talk about that, because you guys have been playing at this level for well over a decade. For them, you know, being a program that's newer to this kind of competition, talk about what you've seen from them.
Yeah, I mean, just Florida football in general, like, is going to get anybody's respect, especially our kids. Like, they understand the quality of football that's played down there, and what that means. And West Broward had a good year, a really good year last year, where they've started to climb, and we continue to. I think we'll see even a better product than where they've been. I think they're going to continue to climb. It seems like it's a trending program that's on the move up, and we know there's going to be a lot of good players on that team with good size, and you know, we have a lot of respect for what they're doing, and I think that they're well equipped, obviously, to be playing, you know, the level of football that they're headed into, like, through this year. Like, I think they're ready. Yeah. It seems like that at some point your program has to do that. It's similar to, like, I think when we started kind of getting into some of that stuff, you know, we took a licking from Bishop Gorman in 22, but then the next year played him really tight at home. And I think you kind of grow as a program more. And then the next year we were able to play IMG and beat them up here. But, you know, now going on the road and trying to do that, where we're going down to Florida and playing a really quality team that has a lot of really good players and some, you know, national recruit type players that are going to be outstanding for them. I mean, our kids are pretty excited about the opportunity, but also have a lot of respect for football down in Florida and down in the South in general. They understand that football's, you know, a big time deal down in that area. So they're excited about it.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Thanks for making time. Have a safe trip out. We'll see you on Friday. You guys get that thing kicked off at 4 o'clock our time, 2 o'clock your time, against West Broward at Dillard High School. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and we'll see you down here this week.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Sorry about that earlier.
No. Just thank you very much for making that time. I appreciate it. I know it's a big week. All right. Thanks, Coach. Coach Eric Kerr from out west in Utah. They'll be down here on Friday to play in the Broward Showcase. That's going to do it for a Monday. Thanks so much, Trevor, for what you do, and we will see you next Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.